USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia yesterday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because eight people who got their shots there got sick. USC Professor of Medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating it a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving up the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients. North Carolina and Colorado, the others, the CDC investigating. NASA planning to break another barrier. The space agency announcing yesterday that under the Artemis program, a person of color will step on the moon for the first time ever. NASA earlier announcing the first woman on the moon will be part of the program. Artemis expected to launch in 2024. So far, 12 people have walked on the moon, all of them American men. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Medical experts taking the stand yesterday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Forensic pathologist Dr. Lindsay Thomas testifying for the prosecution on the impact Chauvin's actions had on Floyd's death.
This is a death where both the heart and lungs stopped working. And the point is that it's due to law enforcement subdual restraint and compression. That is kind of what ultimately is the immediate cause of death, is the subdual restraint and compression.
Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. David Baker, the one who ruled Floyd's death a homicide. During his testimony yesterday, he says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but they were not a direct cause. Congressman Matt Gaetz under more scrutiny. The House Ethics Committee announcing yesterday is now investigating the Florida Republican. This coming after the New York Times reports the Justice Department is investigating Gaetz for sex trafficking, paying women for sex, and having sex with an underage girl. Gaetz denies all of it, and no charges have been filed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Changes might be coming to the Supreme Court. Here's Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court, people will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have residents scrambling for safety. Wendy King reports.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice, just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.